and welcome to another episode of the A Little Advice Podcast. It's an advice-based show just for creatives. I'm your host, Christine Little, and we've got a really great guest for you today. He produces shows around LA, Brown Sugar, Birthday Party Show, and he hosts the podcast, I'm Trying, and he just wrote and shot I'm Trying, the web series. You guys, please take a huge, warm listen to Jonathan Giles. And I was saying it wrong. I said Giles.
That's fine.
No, I said...
You said...
Giles.
You said Giles.
But it's Giles.
It's Giles.
And yeah. I'm remembering that because it rhymes with Julia Child.
Bon appétit. Yes.
Yeah.
Where is that name from?
I think it's French.
Oh.
It's either French or English. I don't know. Some slave owners own my family. Back in the day, we took their name.
All right. That's some French-based mm-hmm. slave owners.
Maybe.
That's Ancestry. Nice.
Yeah. Ancestry.com. That's what that's who's sponsoring this, right?
Yes, it okay. is. Thank you. They are now. So thank you so much for being here today. I know that you're trying based on your hoodie and your podcast after the same name.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm serious.
Everything about my life these last 2 years has just been trying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're doing so much.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you're doing... You have comedy shows that you produce.
Yep. I do the Brown Sugar Show and the Birthday Party Show.
Those birthday Party, which I've done, which is super
fun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for coming to do that. And then also, I just finished, we just wrapped on a web series that I wrote.
Wow.
And then I just recorded a half hour.
Oh, gosh. This
month, so.
You're doing everything.
All of it.
I love that.
Why spread things out? Do it all at once.
Can I ask you, how long have you been in the game, in the entertainment industry game?
Officially, I started doing stand-up in 2013.
Okay.
But I did some improv and kind of...
So you've been in the performance realm for a bit.
Yeah.
So when you were getting your start, or just even recently, like what is some of like the... We're going to start with the best creative advice that you've gotten... So far.
The best advice I think I've gotten so far, it was just last year.
Ooh.
Ran into Jennifer Lewis.
Okay.
For Black-ish.
Oh.
And it was an interesting scenario how we ran into her, but I was having lunch with Aisha Alpha, who does a birthday show, and another writing partner of ours, Luke Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
We had just wrapped on some sketches we had written and shot. And Jennifer Lewis was there with somebody, and she ended up just coming to our table and was like, what are you guys doing? What are y'all working on? And she was just like, just tell your stories, baby. She just sat there. And I think that's, it kind of stuck with me because as people and as we evolve and we started to like, try to like kind of morph into different people, it's always nice to kind of come back and anchor yourself in something.
Mm-hmm.
And like the idea of telling your story is very like, it's the core of who we are. Like, we all come from different places and we all have different things that make us who we are. And so even if you are like, oh, I want to try something really, really different, as long as it connects to who I am, then it's very, what's the word I'm looking for? It's very, authentic. Yeah.
So when you hear it tell your story, what does that mean to you? Like as a person specifically.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, so I'm from Georgia. I like to say I'm from the South, even though sometimes I'm kind of like, we be messing things up sometimes, but, I'm a Southerner and you know, I grew up a lot. I won't say I grew up differently than a lot of people, but I knew that even in my community, I grew up somewhat different and I was different. I was like podcasting is interesting to me because in a weird way, I was doing audio podcasts when I was little. I was like reading stories and I was making like sound effects before I even knew that was a thing you could do. And like, I was doing that as a child. It was for me. It was for no one. It was just like, I had these Western books and I would read them and then I'd be like, I would make all the noises as a kid. Yes. So I think like just being true to who you are kind of starts with like, what do you find interesting? What makes you tick? What excites you? And then like kind of tell your story. Like don't shy away from like your background. Don't shy away from, you know, because I think even as an entertainer, and you kind of see there's trends. A lot of people, especially right now, want to talk about politics and, you know, social things, and you can still do that, but understand what your perspective is, because it doesn't have to, you don't have to say the same thing everyone
wants to say. Yeah, you don't have to be like an echo chamber and just trying to fit in whatever trend's going on.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. So you're just keeping it real. It's on your story.
Yeah, I could have just said that, keeping it real.
I think it's so interesting. Even as a kid, you know who you are, like the things that you're doing, like this was in you to be a creative person and to make your own stuff and to, just for the joy of it.
I think that's it. I think that's part of it too, because I think as a child, you don't realize like, oh, there's a potential to do that as a creative person. You just do it because you love it.
Yeah.
And I remember coming out of college, one of my first job opportunities was with Cartoon Network.
What?
And the lady who interviewed me, it was a great interview. I was killing this interview. And at the end, she goes, if you could be doing anything else, what would you be doing? And I, you know, it's my first interview out of college. I don't know how to answer those questions yet. And I just told her, I was like, oh, I'd go write for SNL. Not even realizing that was a career path that you could actually take. That, once again, kind of coming full circle as you start discovering opportunities. And then I got to go to 30 Rock last year with the NBC program. And you're like, oh, this was that thing I said I wanted to do when I was 18.
I love that you were interviewing with another network. And you're like, I'd go write for another
network. Yeah, I'd go write for someone else.
But I'm the job.
I'm a dumb kid out of college. No, I did not get that job.
Oh, you did? Oh, but it was an awesome interview.
It was a great interview. Because that lady had actually worked at, she had worked at 30 Rock. And she was a page. And she said, oh, I'm not going to hire you for this. I want you to go pursue your dream. And I was like, no.
This is my dream.
This is my dream. Yeah. So,
you know, well, being honest.
Yeah.
So along the same lines, what's some of the worst advice that you've gotten coming up?
It's hard to say because there's a lot of bad advice when you first start doing comedy, because as you probably know, a lot of other stand-up comics want to tell you.
Yeah, they go based on their experience.
Exactly, yeah. You know, what you should and shouldn't be doing. I remember, and this actually came from a mentor of mine, and I think he meant it in from a good place, but when you're first starting, you don't know who you are on stage, so you're just trying everything. And he told me, he goes, you need to decide who you want to be on stage. Do you want to be the black comic who does, like, black people do this and white people do this? Or do you want to be more of a friendly storytelling comic? And at the time, he's like, you know, like Bill Cosby. And I'm like, well, no one wants to be like Bill Cosby anymore. Like, so. But I took kind of personal offense to that because, like, you can't just say I'm one thing. Like, you know, who we are as people is like a spectrum, you know? So we should be able to jump in and out. I understand the idea of, like, people want to know who you are on stage.
Yeah.
Like, I did not like the Yeezus album at first. I was like, no, I want the old. But then, like, I saw him do it live. Blood on the Leaves. I don't know if you know that song.
It sounds intense.
It is intense. And then you're like, oh, that's what Kanye said. So it's like, oh, we should be allowed to be different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have to
You don't have to fit the mold of everything.
Exactly.
Because there wasn't a mold before they were there.
Exactly.
So.
Yeah. I might become a ventriloquist. Who knows?
Oh. Well, there you go.
Puppets are expensive.
I'll be your puppet. What was I going to ask you next? There was something so important. Oh, yeah. This is important. I'm so sorry.
This is my third episode. I get
it. I'm spaced out.
You're working hard. We gotta keep the energy up.
Let's do it.
Yeah, you got a team.
We're
probably not supposed to be doing this.
BED Productions.
We're probably not supposed to be talking about what's happening in the room right now.
Hey.
But, like, everyone here is so friendly and smiling, and they're, like, making you look beautiful and great.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Good people.
Yeah.
Good team around me.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of having a good team around you produced an album.
I did.
You shot and you wrote your web series and you're producing shows.
Yep.
Those are big undertakings, especially something like doing a whole web series and writing it and then following through with it. What was your process like in coming up with a team what was your plan, if any, to do that?
The biggest thing was obviously the web series. I won't say obviously, but the biggest thing to date for me has been the web series. I was introduced to our director, Derek Dow. I actually had reached out to someone to be my executive producer who was just unable to do it, but she connected me to the director. And the director had a producer who he had worked with, and then the producer, like, it was just sort of like trickle. Like, everyone knew someone that they're like, oh, I've worked with this person.
So
this person's dope.
The first step was just reaching out.
Exactly.
It was yeah. So was it a person that you were friends with first?
And it wasn't. I reached out to the director. I sent him, I think I just sent him my treatment for what I had been writing and just sort of like story ideas. And he hit me up almost immediately. He's like, I connect with this. He's like, let's talk more. So we sat and we had lunch and then we just kind of hit it off. We both talked about Batman for like an hour. And then, you know, also talked about our lives and, you know, just, you know, we kind of found out we were sort of similar in our own different ways. And you were like, yeah, let's do this. And so, yeah, that's how I started.
Was it scary at first to put it out there, or were you just,
you know, like it wasn't, I mean, I guess to some degree, you're always worried, like, especially like with stand up at least for sure. I'm always wondered, like, not that I don't know, like, what's funny, but I always wonder if people are going to connect with, if they're going to see how I'm coming at a topic or a story. Like, because you want to see it, you want them to see it through your eyes, but you also want them to connect to it, connect to it personally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I felt like with this story that I wrote, which was very personal, I was just curious. I was like, will this make sense and will people get it? And also, you know, is it funny and whatnot?
Yeah.
And it seemed to be. Mm-hmm. We had a lot of laughs on set. So hopefully it translates on once we shoot it and chop it all
up.
I can't wait to see it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
I mean, it seems like you were really passionate about it to put it out there and to get it going.
Yeah, it was. It started off as a thing that I wasn't really in it. And then just some life circumstances happened. I was like, I got to tell my story. Like, was what was being repeated. That voice in my head kept saying. So I was like, let me put myself in it. Originally, I wasn't going to act in it. I don't consider myself an actor. But everyone was like, no, you need to do this. So I was like, fine, let's make it happen. So,
oh, I can't wait to see it. So, it's time for a new segment. You ready?
You were ready. New segment.
Goes. How do you check
yourself before you wreck yourself?
Oh, I love, you know what? Aisha did the same thing. She came up with her own little soundbite for it.
What was hers?
I don't know, but it was cute and catchy.
I want you guys to take mine and use it for everyone.
Okay, we can do that.
Use my voice over and over.
So this segment is about how, when you face your career setbacks or anything in life, when you're feeling off track, how do you check yourself? How do you maintain a level head?
So I think I had a mantra
that I call
it mantra. Okay, I'm from the South, so we like to change words. I got a mantra. I had a mantra that I started saying to myself very early on, and I'll tell you the real quick story. I was in a stand-up competition one year that went very, very well. I got to the end, and you know how competitions are. They're dumb. They're stupid. In theory, I probably should have won it. I was told by several other people that I should have won it, but the person who won wasn't even on the list. He just showed up that day. And they were like, yeah. You know, it was kind of, felt kind of like, oh, inside baseball or whatever. So it felt like a fix.
Yeah.
So I did the competition again the very next year. And I felt like I knew going into it. I was like, okay, I know what I need to do to win this year. And then when I got there, there was like no audience. They even like pulled like the few audience members. Like they asked them to be the judges. And then that's when I realized, like, oh, none of this matters.
It doesn't mean anything.
None of this matters. And that's really, like, whenever I feel like a setback or I feel like I'm upset about something creatively, I'm like, you know what? These feelings I have aren't as big as I'm making them. Some people say it's also suppressing my emotions and not healthy. But I feel like that helps me just be in the moment.
Is there a way that you get your mind to that place where you're like, this doesn't matter? Because I could sometimes say to myself, like, this doesn't matter. I'm not going to care about this. And, you know, something I like to say in 5 years or whatever. But in the moment, I do care. So is there anything that you can do to shift you?
I think it's a matter. Like, that's the thing that I like to – I don't really get nervous on stage anymore. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to say it that way. Because it was before. I was like, oh, this is how I just calm my nerves. But now, like – if I can go into a meeting or if it's a big show with that sort of in the back of my head, like, this isn't the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun, be your most authentic self on stage, because nothing, you're not going to be able to change anything that someone's going to be like, oh, that one thing he did with his eyebrow was really, like, you know what I mean? Like, so.
It's like more of a preemptive
thing. It's more of a preemptive thing. Yeah. But you're right. These things do matter. So I think those things come with like practice and preparation, like to prepare yourself. Like you can't just, you know, get an opportunity and then be like, well, it doesn't matter and hope it goes well. You got to be prepared for it. But once you get there, the whole idea of, for me at least, this doesn't matter is like, okay, we're prepared. Let's have fun.
Now let it go.
Yeah.
And be in the moment.
Exactly.
Okay, awesome. We're going to take a little sponsorship break, but we're going to just still be right here. And we are sponsored by Integrititties. Get you an Integrititty shirt. Hey, guys can wear these too. Look.
I need one of those.
There you go.
Yeah.
Integrititties, everybody.
I got
the idea behind this is sometimes guys check you out and they don't know anything about you. Like, don't be attracted to me yet. Just, you need to know that I have integrity. Integrititties. And girls, if you get this shirt, get a big shirt. And then don't wear it with pants. And then you can, like, have your little butt cheeks hanging out. Like, what would you say if I ever what? Guys love it.
So. Bottomless Saturdays.
Integrititties. Get you an Integrititty shirt.
Just Pooh Bear it.
Pooh Bear. Yes.
Yeah.
Pooh Bear it. Integrititties. All right. You ready to play again?
Is that your merch?
This is my merch.
That's amazing.
Like
I do. We'll talk.
Based on a joke, Avi.
No, but I want one of those.
You can have this one.
Oh, thanks. All
right. Oh, wait. You got to pay for it.
I'll pay for it.
All
right. Yeah. Make sure it gets me. Oh, yeah. This is perfect. I'll pay for it.
Oh, my God. Cool. I love you. Mm-hmm. There's a story behind this shirt, too.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll talk later. Okay. Hi. You guys enjoying the podcast so far? Good. Good, good. I'm glad to hear it. Word of the day, you ask? Good. Anxiety. Anxiety, a feeling of worry, nervousness, or unease, typically about an imminent event or something with an uncertain outcome. You know how I define anxiety? Tuesday. Who's with me, right? I live in LA. Everybody has anxiety. What makes you anxious? Let me know on at A Little Advice Podcast on Instagram. Please let me know. If you don't, I'm going to feel really weird about it. Like really anxious. Don't make me feel bad, okay? Okay, bye. So, you ready to play a game?
Yes, I am.
Good game time. You want to do another soundbite for us?
That's all I got for you.
Ooh, I like that one.
Up here with my finger guns.
Obama. That's what no? Okay. We'll work on that. Okay, so we are going to play a word association game.
Okay.
We've never played this before on this show. It's a new game.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, without thinking, you have to tell me the first word that comes to your mind. At the end of this, I'm going to give you some sort of opinion about yourself.
Okay.
Based on this. You ready?
I do most things I do.
All right. Don't think.
Not at all.
The first thing that comes to your mind. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Easy.
Chicken.
Ahead.
Go.
Sacrifice.
Jesus.
Discussion.
Oh, good conversation.
Happy.
Me.
Satisfaction.
I don't need none.
Encourage.
Friends.
Quick.
Friends.
Comfort.
Ooh, chicken.
System.
System?
System.
Up and down.
All right.
What did we just find out about?
Okay, so we've got chicken.
Mm-hmm.
We had friends in there twice.
Chicken.
Comfort was chicken again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm noticing that there's like a like something here with chicken.
I'm hungry.
You're hungry.
I just started the whole intermediate fasting thing.
Intermittent fasting.
Intermittent? Is that how you pronounce
it? I call it intermittent fasting.
Intermittent fasting. It's probably easier for me to say.
Instead of kitten, instead of eating.
I got food on my mind right now.
So you have food on your mind. So that's obvious. Mm-hmm. And friends. It seems like you have a healthy network of friends. Is that true?
Friendship is very important to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what else? Ahead. You're driven.
Ooh. Okay.
System of a Down. You like a variety of music.
I do.
All right. You ready for your gift? You're such a sport.
What's my gift? Oh, what if you guys bought me like a thing of chicken? Magic
oh my God, I wish it was chicken.
So
can
weird.
We get him some chicken, please?
It's got a hamburger sticker on it, though. I don't know if you guys can watch camera. Was picking this up. Can I open it or should I wait?
Oh, please open
all
it.
All right. Mm-hmm. You almost did the Little Mermaid.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going for. So he's opening up his bag. Ooh, what's in
this
there?
A perfect gift for writers, first of all. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank
oh, that's
you.
A cute one,
that
too.
Is very, very. Who's responsible for
Mini
this?
Mini notebook.
all of you guys.
They are. BD Productions.
Everyone's taking credit for it, but I know you all three don't buy that.
Okay, read your affirmation.
This is like me.
Say it aloud.
Oh, my bad.
Everybody, yeah.
It says, I choose to focus on things that feel good.
Ooh.
Yeah, because you can't, no sense spending time worrying about negative
stuff.
And
that's just a thank you card for me on the show. I'll have to read it.
Yeah, I'll read it later.
You read it later.
I cry when I read thank you cards.
You're crying in the bed while you're eating your chicken.
No, people.
Thank you so much, Jonathan Giles. Okay, so before we head on out here, I would love to tell people where they can find you.
Like online?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I don't want you to give out your home address yet.
I live in North Hollywood. You can find me, most of my social is J Giles Comedy. So at J Giles Comedy on Twitter, at J Giles Comedy on Instagram, at J Giles Comedy on Facebook. I think I'm on Snapchat, but I don't use that.
Yeah.
I did do the thing where you turn yourself into a baby, though.
Oh, that's hilarious. Too cute.
And then my website is www.jgilescomedy.com.
And when is that web series coming out?
It's a great question. We may do it in August, but not sooner.
Oh, I hope so. And you'll keep us updated.
Of course,
on
yes.
All right. And I want to thank another sponsor. You're going to love this. Ho2Go.
Ho2Go.
And I've told you what's in this bag before, but I just want to list it off again. There's nothing wrong with being prepared. If you're out and about, you know, anyone could be a hoe, as I should pointed mm-hmm. out. You could be a married hoe. You could be a corporate hoe. You could be a hoe babysitter. I don't know.
Yeah.
So in these kits, I love this. It says, last night is nobody's business but your own. Let's keep it that way. We've got flip-flops, a plain black tee, black mm-hmm. leggings, sunglasses, velour jewelry pouch, a tote, makeup remover wipe, deodorant wipe, toothbrush and paste, hair tie, headache relief, and lip balm. Sounds like this person partied. You can pick up one of these at, what is it, ho2go.com?
.co.
ho2go.co.
You know
Ram
what?
It, girl.
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
For the hoe bag, that they put like a portable charger. Because that's the worst when you're like waking up, your phone's dead, and you're like, oh man, I gotta ask this person to get me an Uber.
I love
Uber. Or then they get you an Uber pool, and that's messed up too. It's just like,
that's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You're golden. Okay, you guys, if you haven't already, please rate, subscribe, review the podcast. It helps out so much. And be sure to follow us on Instagram at A Little Advice Podcast. And if you want some bonus content, head on over to Patreon and pledge. We are going to be talking about Jonathan's creative process and how he came up with his web series and how he comes up with jokes. Thank you guys so much again for listening to me.
Get yours at ho2go.co.